Okay, let's begin. We are up to we're in Perek Lamed Aleph towards the end. Hopefully today we'll finish the Perek. Hopefully. And we are in the middle of we did not yet do the Radak. So let's quickly review the Psukim that we have to discuss. Okay, these are very powerful Psukim. These are Psukim that are rare for Sefer Yirmiyah, being that they describe what's going to happen in the Achris Hayam in the times of Mashiach. There are only a few psukim like that in the entire Sefer Yirmiyah. Most Sefer Yirmiyah is gloom and doom, warnings and punishments. These are very powerful psukim, and they're very important psukim, because we're all very, very intrigued as to what exactly is going to happen when Rav Meir declares himself as Mashiach. Okay, let's see. Let's go to review the psukim. Let's run through the psukim very quickly, just to get reacquainted. Starting pasuk lamed, and perik lamed aleph, pasuk lamed. Hinei yomim bo'im dum Hashem v'chorati espes Yisrael v'espes Yehudu bris chadasha. Good days are coming. Good days are coming where I'm going to forge with Klal Yisrael a new bris. Not like the bris, the first bris not like the first bris which I have, how do they translate it over here? Sealed. They translate the word karati. Not like the bris asher karati es avoysam biyom hechziki biyodam, on the day when I took them in my hand. The day I took hold of their hand, not like that bris. Not like the bris that I sealed with them at the time of Matan Torah, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, when I took them by my hand, put them by their hand. Asher Hema, why that bris was unsuccessful.
To establish.
Good. That's a good translation. That's very good. That, what does, where does it say that, and what, where? In the art school, interlinear, right? Davis, a person from this shul, right? Davis. And over here in this sefer, which I know he also worked on, it translates the word sealed. So we have to ask Rabbi Davis. He has a steer. I think he worked on this also, he told me. So in the interlinear, he translates it as established. Here he translates it as sealed. We discussed this yesterday at great length. It means literally to cut, because the way you create a covenant is by cutting an object into two parts, okay? And that bris was a failure. Why was that bris a failure? Because Klal Yisrael was unfaithful to the terms. Asher Hema Heferis Brisi, they were Mefer the bris, but Hashem says, I did not violate the terms. I was faithful. The Anochi, I Hashem Ba'altivam, I was your master. Nu'um Hashem, meaning I was, in this context, we're saying I was your master, meaning I was faithful to my, the terms of the bris. It was you who were made for the bris. But instead, yeah?
In Parshas Kisisa, Hashem made a new bris with Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
He made a bris, Moshe Rabbeinu, after Kelach and Machanah. He said, Kenoich bris, and it says, it's in Periklam, Kimelach and Kisisa. So I read one place that the old bris that Hashem had made,
maybe that's what it's referring to over here. Maybe that's what it means in this pasuk as well. The bris that was made by Matan Torah was annulled by Klal Yisrael, and Hashem says it was you who annulled the bris, but it was not I. V'anochi bo'altivam, I was your master, I was faithful to the treaty. So therefore Hashem says, now when Mashiach comes, we're going to try again. Let us now establish a new bris to replace the old bris. Therefore, kizos habris asher echrois espes Yisrael. This will be the following bris which I will establish with Klal Yisrael. Acharei hayomim hohem nu'um Hashem. After those days come, meaning after the days of the Geula arrive, after the days of the Gula arrive, after the Kibbutz Galus, what will be the new bris? The pasuk goes on to specify Nasati in the past tense, but as we mentioned yesterday, it refers to the future event. Prophecy is always written in the past tense. Not always, but many times is written in the past tense. Nasati estarasi bikirbam. I will deliver, I will set the Torah in your midst. V'alibam echtovena. I will write the Torah upon your hearts. V'hayisi lohem le'lokim. And you will, and I will be to you, to them as a God. Vehema yihu li l'am, will be to me as a people. Velo, at this point in time, velo yilamdu od ish eshra'eyu v'ish esachiv leimar. No longer will people need to be mechazeg one another, or no longer will there be a need for the prophets to give mus to people. Du'u leimar, du'u es Hashem, no Hashem. Ki kulam yedu osi, everyone will automatically, on their own, have an appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, limik tanam ad gidolam, from the smallest child to the adult, nuam Hashem. At that point in time, ki etzlach lavoinam v'lachatosam v'loy ezkor od, I will forgive them for their sins that are done b'meitzah, the sins that are done b'shogeg, and they will not be remembered anymore. Okay, so we discussed almost every single point of these psukim yesterday in great detail. The only thing we have left to do here is the Radak. So let's start with the Radak on Pasuk Lamid. Hine yamim bohim, days are coming, and I'm going to establish a new bris, a bris chadasha. Chadusha hu shetiye kayemes. I have here, what do you have, chadusha? Does that have a vav as well? Chadusha hu shetiye kayemes, the unique nature of the renewal of this new bris is that it will be established forever, as the psukim explain. Lo tufar, it will not be annulled. Kimo shehufra habris shekores Hashem im bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai b'zeh, like the previous bris that was established with Klal Yisrael b'har Sinai, which was annulled, the Oimer. And the pasuk goes on to explain ki hanavi nibe al Torah chadasha shasida lihiyos. Okay, these are very frightening words. Again, we discussed all this yesterday. We're not going over it again. That the Navi is giving nevuah regarding a new Torah, a Torah chadasha shasida lihiyos, lo ki Torah chadasha shenidna b'har Sinai, not like the Torah chadasha shenidna b'har Sinai, kmo shenemar. Loi kabris asher karati esavoysam v'atoyra chadasha shechidish lohem teshuvasam harei omar uperosh mahi loi kabris asher karati esavoysam v'heim heferis b'risi v'zoy sabris lo yifruha ki etein toirasti b'libam v'alibam echtevena shletishkach mihem li'olum, never forgotten. Okay, I skim through those words. We'll just go quickly. But basically, you're going to get a new. It's not going to be annulled. It's not going to be forgotten. The Torah that Klal Yisrael received the first time was forgotten, being that it was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. It was subject to the power of shikha, forgetfulness. But the new Torah that will be given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly to Klal Yisrael will remain etched in their hearts forever and will not be forgotten. V'chol in k'moshim afurish v'hoylech, everything is simple, just read the psukim. Ki lo te chidush habris ela kiyuma. The chidush habris means it's going to be established forever. V'harei oimer malachi, and likewise the last of the Nevi'im, Navi Malachi. Malachi is the last of the prophets in Sefer Treyasar. Choseim hanavim bechasim astavarav. Zichru Torah Smosha Avdi. Asher tzivitz yoysam b'chariv. Al kol Yisrael chukim mishpatim. Chol oysa parasha sida. Kamo shechosan. Like he concludes, Hine anochi shalech lochem eitz eliyo hanavi. Harei atoroya ki lo tia li'olam Torah chadasha. Elo oysa shenidna b'har Sinai. It's not going to be, it doesn't mean chadasha, mean a new Torah. Chadasha just refers to the fact that it's going to be established forever. It's not going to be annulled. The terms will not be everlasting. It's not going to be violated. That's all it means. Because if you see that this nevuah, he's saying a very interesting idea, that the nevuah over here in Yirmiyah is paralleled by the nevuah at the very end of Sefer Malachi. It's the Haftorah that we lay on Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol will be laying from the end of Malachi, the very last section of prophecy. And there it says two things. At the very end, it says, number one, Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. And then it goes on to say, Hinei Anochi Shlomcham Eitz Eliyahu Navi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem. So you see that since Malachi is discussing the coming of Mashiach, and he also tells you to remember the Torah of Moshe, obviously the Torah of Moshe is not to be forgotten. Because if an Eliyahu Navi comes, we're going to receive a new Torah with new mitzvahs, then why would Malachi tell us, warn us not to forget the Torah of Moshe? If Mashiach is coming, we no longer need the Torah of Moshe, we're going to receive a new Torah. It then must be that the Torah of Moshe is never going to be forgotten. So what then does it mean here in the Psukim Chadosha? All it means is it's Chodosh in respect to the fact that it will be everlasting, it will never be violated, the terms will not be violated. What?
So the Torah of Moshe would still be in effect?
Absolutely.
You could have an instance where something is not forgotten, it was used previously, but now we have something new that supersedes it.
No. So he's saying it's exactly the point he's coming to say. That's exactly what he says, and it's exactly what all the other Mamari Chazal tell us. The Medrash we learned yesterday, don't make any mistake and think there's going to be anything different when Mashiach comes in the Torah than there is now.
So
it's going to be...
I thought your Talmud will not be in
existence. Oh, so that there will be... you're asking a very good question. We learned that in Yom Yod that we had those psukim. Lo yoyma oid chaya Hashem asher hele v'asher hevi es mei shlomi eretz nisham kim chaya Hashem asher hele v'asher hevi es shlomi eretz tzofayin. So most of the commentators say that means that we are going to observe all of the holidays without question. It's just that the new holiday, which many explain to refer to Tisha B'Av, will eclipse the other holidays. The degree of simcha that will occur on Tisha B'Av will be so much greater than Sukkot and Pesach. They will become tofel relative to this holiday. Just like today, you know, you have Chanukah and Purim. They're only rabbinic holidays. Chanukah and Purim don't come to the Simcha to the degree of the Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim are biblical holidays, and Chanukah and Purim are our rabbinic holidays. So too, when Mashiach comes, we're going to observe all of the holidays, but the new holiday of Tisha B'Av, which means the coming of Mashiach, will be even greater. But it does not mean, that's what it says over here, that's what the Radak says, don't make a mistake and think for one moment that even one mitzvah of the Torah of Moshe is going to be bottled. And when it says here in the Pasukim over and over, Chadosha, it only is in reference to the concept of everlasting, it's not going to be bottled. Okay, now let's go further. Chadosh, it's Chadosh in that respect. It's chodosh in that respect. I don't know. You're asking good. Why? It's a very powerful word. It's very misleading. And that's why the Radak is struggling. Yesterday we quoted a medrash that also discussed this exact question and makes it very clear. Kizos sabris and pasuk lamed beis. When we have these three words, kizos sabris, it's going back and saying, do not make a mistake and think that the new bris is going to be anything different than the old bris. It's going to be exactly the same exact Torah. But you're saying a good point. The word chodosh is a very strong word for the way we are learning the Pshat and the Psukim literally. I'll ask you another question. There's a very famous Chazal that says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'taher Es HaChazir. Hashem will be metaher the pig. In fact, this was something that Shabbosai Tzvi did. Shabbosai Tzvi and his crazy things that he did, he made a bracha. He says, he's Mashiach. And now is a Torah Chadosha. He actually used these psukim Shabbosai Tzvi. He hijacked these psukim, the Torah Chadosha, and he took all these Mamari Chazal and he ate pig. He publicly ate pig, and he made, I think, different brachas. First, he made a bracha that Hashem was. I don't know all the stories. You have to read the history books of what he did, but he really took these psukim literally, a Torah Chadosha, And that is a difficult. What does mean? What then does it mean in Chazal that Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'Taher Es HaChazir? If you're going to say that there's a new Torah, so in the new Torah, it's not going to make mention that you're not allowed to eat pig. But we don't believe that. That's not our Messiah.
Not everyone agrees with that.
Everyone agrees with this. It does. This is. I'm not aware. Well, you also have to know there are different tkufas. There is Yimos HaMashiach, there's Oslo Asalovo, there's Olam Haba. There are many different tkufas in what happens at the time of Mashiach. So we don't know, it could be, the Chazal said that...
No, I want to put the alternative. Ben Sarah Mara, we say never happened.
Never happened, yeah.
But it's a mitzvah that says this, right?
Yes.
If everyone is tar, there's no such thing as Pesach Shani. right?
Okay, so who says everyone's going to be tar?
The whole reason we have most of the Haggis Yetzias Mitzrayim. And here he says, finish.
Okay, I really don't know much about this. But
today, after the Gula, will overshadow the Yetzias Mitzrayim. You won't even think about Yetzias Mitzrayim.
You're touching upon, it's very good. These are the psukim, but the mainstream Orthodox approach.
That's all, Rav Kook.
Orthodox.
Rav Kook doesn't agree with that.
What?
Rav Kook says there won't be karbonis. Karbonis will be.
No, that's not Rav Kook, it's Chazal.
Vegetables.
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
You won't need to eat.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Rav Kook's writings. Orot, right? In the Sefer Orot, which is supposed to be mamish from the very, very, very chashuv svarim. But as far as I know, in my very limited knowledge, the mainstream Orthodox approach is that when Mashiach comes, there will be nothing different. It's one of the animamins. What more do you want than that? We mentioned yesterday. Shaloi tehei ha-Torah ha-Zois muchlefes. V'loi tehei Torah cheres me'it me'es ha-Bari yisparach. It's just not going to happen. And these psukim pose a very powerful challenge to go to that concept. If you take these psukim very literally, and indeed throughout history there have been people who have made trouble and have taken these psukim literally.
I'm not saying muchlefet. I'm saying just like Yaakov Avinu and others did the Torah before there was a Torah, but they did it in a different essence.
Okay, but the way we have the Torah today, it's not going to change. I hear what you're saying. I appreciate
everything
your point.
What we're built on is on the Rabbanan's shot, what it means.
Right. That doesn't change.
I don't. No. If you're coming, if we say
Tish. He's saying very dangerous things. I hear
so
you.
So who says Tetavis means the little box that we put in our head? Tetavis might mean that you have to have a Seder.
You're saying things that are not.
I don't know.
These are not mainstream ideas.
That solution and
these are not main. The tefillin la'asalava are going to be exactly the way the tefillin are today. It's just not.
Well, which one will it be, Rabbi Natan? Rashi?
Both. Like it is today, Rashi. Rashi will be the ikar, like
you
Rashi.
Know. You don't know what the.
No, that's
know.
That's not the Masorah. The Masorah is, we have a Masorah.
We don't that, know.
No, we do know. We do know. Rashi. Did Rabbeinu Tam...
It's Rashi.
It's Rashi. Did Rabbeinu Tam himself... Did he wear Rashi tefillin?
Most probably.
The understanding is, of course, he did. But he also had... First of all, we don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, tefillin are completely different. Completely different. Every minute, we're just in the order of the parashios. It's like a Hasidish a Zohar. It's a Kabbalistic thing. You put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, they're different in Yonim, whatever it means. But even Rabbeinu Tam wore the tefillin of Rashi. That is our tradition. That is our Messiah.
Make it simple. A Shear of a Revius.
Yes.
Until 1912, it was a certain Shear, a tiny Shear. And suddenly today it's a
Chazon Shear. 5 ounces.
And then they'll come, a Mashiach will come and say, you know what the Shear is? This is the Shear. So you could be a big as much as you want a darshan, but you will have enough enlightenment to accept what the real shear is.
No, they won't. They'll still say, "I want the bigger shear." What
happened? You're asking what? I don't know the answer. What's going to happen?
Who's Mashiach?
What's going to happen with regard to the shiurim? You have like 2.9 ounces all the way to 5.5 ounces. So how is that going to play out when Mashiach comes? I don't know. But one thing we have to accept the Besorah, it's not Chadosha. Chadosha here just is to be used in respect to the fact that it will be everlasting and there will be no violation of the terms from our part.
Chadosha also could be Nishadesh. It's renewal.
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 Renewal. V'la levona omar shetis chadesh. Doesn't mean a new moon, it means it's renewed, renewal. So that's
so
how...
So we do Kiddush Levana if the Levana will be like the sun?
But the simple way it's used here in the Pasuk is Bris Chadosha. Okay, so that this is a difficulty, granted, it's a difficulty, and there have been people that have been misled, but we have Mesorah. We have to be faithful to the tradition. Okay, let's go further in the Radak. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Lo Hechaziki, Chehechaziki is, I have taken hold of you by your hand. We mentioned this yesterday. This is an amazing pasuk. How we are describing Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not describing it the Kanfei Nesharim. We're not describing it with the Amud Anan, with the Amud Oesh. We're describing Yetzias Mitzrayim that Hashem has taken us by our hand. Besegol Hahei Tachas Patach, instead of Hachaziki, it's Hechaziki. Pasuk Laman Aleph Hechaziki. There is a segel underneath the hay, ki hu mikar, because it is part of the shorish, I think he means. The chain segel adam he'erich, you have the hay there, he'erich apo. It's not harich, it's he'erich. Pasuk next, ba'alti bam, kloimar, Hashem says that you, Klal Yisrael, were unfaithful, but I, Ba'alti Bam, I was faithful. Af Alpi, She Ba'alti Bam, even though I was your master, I served as your master, and it is the duty of the servant to follow orders. V'hoyisi lohem lelokim, yet you were in violation of the terms. Hema, Heferu Esprisi, V'tirgum Yonason, V'ano Isri Isi Behoin, I, what does it mean, Isri Isi? I'm not sure what that means. I was I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Maybe
warned
them.
I warned you.
Yeah.
I warned you. Vani Baalti Bam, I warned you not to violate the treaty. So why is the word Boel, Baal, relate to the word warning? I'm not sure. But that's okay, that's what it says. It says that Adoni Avi Zechon Levracha Perash Ki Kol Loshon Be'ilo Shehu Kosha Bebesu Loshon Ginai. Uperish ba'alti kamo bochalti in yonai katzti. He translates the word I detested you. Katzti bechayai nipnei binos ches. Rivka said to Yaakov that to really Rivka to Yitzchak, I don't want them to marry. I don't want Yaakov to marry a girl from the binos ches katzti. It's disgusting among us. Mr. Glatter, shalom aleichem. Welcome back.
Oh,
how was your Yom Tov?
It was beautiful.
It's good to see you back.
How's your foot doing?
What?
How's your foot doing?
The other one is better. Thank you.
Perish ba'alti kamo bochalti. With a ches. We are going to interchange the ayin with a ches. In yonoi katzti. What is an ayin? Ayin is, because I guess they're both guttural sounds. Ches, ayin. Ryan, I, you know, the people, the briskers, they try to pronounce Shema Yisrael. You ever hear them say a funny Shema? They say the ayin.
They can't pronounce.
No, they have an N sound.
The N.
That's right. The ayin gets the
N. Guttural, a guttural, so the ches is certainly a guttural, cha is certainly guttural. Therefore, according to the rules of Derush, you are permitted to interchange an ayin with a ches. To the common man who says an ayin like an aleph, why in the world would you replace an aleph with an ayin with a ches?
That's why they call him Yanki, right?
Yanko.
Why do you call somebody Yanki? Yaakov.
The nun. The ayin nun. The ayin nun. The nun.
Right.
The nun.
Okay,
it adds a guttural note. So that's why, because otherwise it's very bizarre. What is the father of the Radak doing? Why would he interchange an ayin with a ches? The answer is that we don't really know how to pronounce letters. We pronounce the ayin. We don't pronounce the ayin the real way. If we pronounce the real way, then it would be very similar to a ches, and that's why we can exchange the word bachalti.
Teimonim,
they know how to pronounce it. They say that the Teimonim, they have the truest Messiah on how to pronounce the words. The Ashkenazim and the Hasidim and the Sfaradim, and certainly modern Hebrew is totally way off. Modern Hebrew, they say, is the worst, right? They say they took all the chasroinus of everything put together to make a new language, which is totally way off. Okay. In Yonai Katzdi, Kemo Vigam Nafsham, Bochalo Bi, their neshama detests me. So therefore, there's a whole new way. I have really three interpretations. V'anochi Ba'alti Ba'amnu Hashem. Either means, I am your master. How dare you violate the terms of your contract. Number two, I warned you. I don't know how it comes to the meaning warning, but I have warned you. So therefore, how dare you violate the terms? And number three, if the father of the Radak, V'anchi ba'alti bam, I detested you for your violation. And that's why this treaty has fallen to the wayside. We need to renew the treaty at the time of Mashiach. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Zos, Mavurhu, the Radak says, I do not need to explain, it's self-explanatory. Read the Pesukim. Echtevena, I'm going to write the Torah. Echto then I'm going to put the Torah, I'm going to write the Torah on your heart. Bekomatz chatov hatov. The tov is an unusual tov. It is a chatov komatz. Two dots and a komatz. We don't really have that too often. Never have that, in fact. Do we ever have that? There's a komatz katan. A komatz katan is where it's a shvanoch. It's always going to be a shvanoch. If a shva follows a komatz katan, it's always a shva noch. Normally a komatz is a tnua gedola. When you have a komatz, it's a tnua gedola, which means if the shva that follows a komatz is typically a shva noh. It's like you're starting the word all over again. But when you have a komatz katan, those are very rare, not too rare, but they're rare, then a shva that follows is a shva noch. In the new tikkunim and some of the new sidurim, they actually indicate when it's a shva, it's a komatz katan, by having a different type of komatz. They have tikkun simonim. Right? But even some of the new sidurim also, they have a special type of komatz. So maybe the word, when you have over here a komatz with a shva, maybe what it means over here is that it's a komatz katan. The komatz chatov atov, lavan asher, leben asher, leben naftali b'shva patach. Now you know what he's referring to. There's ben asher and there's ben naftali. These were two schools of traditions of the Mesorah of the Torah. Ben Osher and Ben Naftali. The best write-up of this, if you want to see this written up really, really well, really very interesting details, we should maybe do it one day, is Rabbi Reisman's book, Pathway to the Prophets. In the back of that book is divided into two sections. The first section are stories and Musar, Hashkafa, and the second half of the book are a collection of insights into very interesting things, and he has this fantastic chapter on Ben Osher and Ben Naftali. There were two families in Klal Yisrael. This probably goes back over 1,000 years. In Klal Yisrael, one family was called the Ben Osher family, and there's another family called the Ben Naftali family, and they prided themselves in preserving the authenticity of the Mesorah.
Were they both different?
Different. There were differences between them. There were significant differences. There were differences between them. And I believe today that the Ben Osher is what we have. The Rambam also used the Ben Osher. I don't know. I don't remember. It's time to review this in the Rabbi Reisman's book. He has all the details. And so here he points out something very fascinating. I don't think we'd ever came across this until now. In the Radak, with the Radak, he cites, he's always into telling us the Mesorah. We have Minchashai. That's the Minchashai. He always has the Mesorah. But over here, the Radak, he actually cites the difference between the Ben Osher Mesorah and the Ben Naftali's Mesorah. I don't know. I think in Reisman's book it says all the information. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I read. I don't remember.
So the Ben Hashai brings the same thing down.
From the Ben Osher and Ben Naftali? I don't have.
It says, it starts up, Komatz Chatov Hatov, the Beis, the Ben Naftali,
Bishvo Patach. Okay. Bishvo Patach, so then it will be Echta Vena.
Then
he goes to
Radak. I came after the Radak.
Okay, so so he's saying over here these two films. So again, the Radak was early. Radak was from one of the earlier Rishonim. I don't remember, but the Radak, I take it back. But the Radak is quoting Ben Osher Naftali, but Ben Osher Naftali, that was way back.
Yeah, and then Chashai says at the end that a lot of Sfarim have it like the Ben Naftali. He doesn't understand.
Ben Naftali.
And he doesn't understand why, because
we don't follow the Ben Naftali. The Ben Naftali is not what is popular. It's the Ben Osher that is widely in use. Okay, maybe one day we'll discuss, maybe we'll do some research on this. Yitzhak Chochma is a good place to type in to get some articles on the Ben Osher and the Ben Naftali. It's a good topic to discuss. B'shvo patachet. Next. Next words in the Radak, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'lo yilmudu einoy oimer sheyiyu kulam shav b'chochma, ki ze i'efshar. The Radak says, don't be misled by this Pasuk. This Pasuk may mislead you to leave. When it says over here in the Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'lo yilamdu oid ish esra'eyu v'ish esachiv leymar. So what does that Pasuk mean? No longer will there be a situation where one person will teach his friend. So if you take this at face value, we didn't discuss this yesterday, maybe it means everyone will be on the same level of knowledge. When you go to, why do you go to a class? You take a class because there are people who know more than you. So, or at least not I should say, they prepare. They are going to relay information that you do not know. They're going to teach you things that you do not know. That means there are people who know and there are people who don't know. So all those who know have to teach those who do not know. But if everyone knows, so there's no need to go to a shir. There are no shiurim. And it says, so that means everyone's going to be on the same level. I remember many years ago, I don't know if this is true today, but I remember many years ago, I asked someone who lived in Lakewood, do you have any good dafyomis in Lakewood? So he told me, I don't know if this is true anymore today, and I don't know if it was true then, but I'll just tell you what he said, it's something to learn from. He says, no, in Lakewood there are no dafyomis. So I thought he would tell me why. Because they don't hold from it. They don't hold, you know, it's not a melos, you just learn it quickly. He says, no. In Lakewood, the reason why there are no dafyomis is because everyone wants to be the Magid Shir. So I said, take turns. He says, no. Ain't shnei melachim b'shamshim b'keser echad. Everyone knows, everyone thinks they know. So I'm not going to go to your shir. I should be saying the shir. You have in other communities, people don't have time. So they acknowledge, I have to go to work, so you'll prepare the shir, you'll say the shir. So that's really what this pasuk over here is saying at face value. V'lo yilmudu od ish esrei'u, v'ish esachiv. There are no shiurim. No one's going to go, no one's going to be teaching. Why? Because everyone knows. Everyone wants to say the shir. So the Radak says it's foolish to say that's pshat in the pasuk. It cannot be, even when Mashiach comes, there's going to be different madregot. There are going to be people who are more knowledgeable and people who are less knowledgeable, and there will be a plethora of shiurim in the community. So what then does it mean in the pasuk? Eino imer sheyu kulam shav b'chachma ki ze yefshar. Kol shekein sheyu aketanim chacham ki gedolim. Kimo sheomar limiktanam v'ad gedolam. Certainly it's ridiculous to say that children are going to be as knowledgeable as adults. It cannot possibly be. So what then is the pshat? El perish l'das es Hashem. It means it's only kolaymar liyira osel v'leleches bedrachov. It means in their quest, in quest to fear Hashem. There's not going to be musar shiurim. People are not going to need to hear musar b'yoreh shemayim. People are not going to pound away with chizuk or with encouragement. Everyone will memela be a yorei shemayim. So that's what's going. Those type of shiurim will not be given. But classes of knowledge of chochma certainly is going to be there. They're going to be people. One group teaching other people. Everyone's going to know me at that point in time. Okay, next word in the Radak, kulam. Kulam is bevav. Kulam, bevav, there's a dogish in the lamed. What's an afkamina? I don't know. I think it means that it's like really like a double lamed. Kulam. When you have a dot in the letter, it's a partial shvonach. See, when you have a dot in the letter, it's like really it's like two lameds. Make believe there'd be two lameds. Kulam. Like in English, When you transliterate words, it's very tricky in English. When you transliterate words, do you have two letters or one letter? I don't have any examples. Shabbat. So how many B's or one B? So what do people do? Two B's, right? Why? Because even if you do Shabbos, so if you do Shabbos, also two. Most people have two S's. Shabbos.
Shabbos is two B's.
Two B's. Why there are two B's?
Because
there's a dot. There's a dot in the base. Okay, there's a dot. The truth is, the rules of transliteration have really no rules. Okay, everyone does whatever they want to do. There used to be years ago. I once had with my father's he wrote books in English, and he used to follow. He used to follow a very strict set of rules that were the standard when he first started. Now, when he first started years ago, there were very few books being written. It was before the days of the art scroll, before. It was very few books being written in English, and if you wanted, we wrote something on a very professional level. There was a certain standard. I don't know who made the standard, but then I could be. But then the later years, I remember my father says he says that already today it's already such a mishmash. The ikar is to write it in a way that people clarity. People should, when they read it, they should right away understand what you're trying to say, pick up the word. So he, I know he changed. He violated all those old rules, and he made slight changes.
No, he did it to make sense.
The standards of the times have changed.
Was he writing for someone who read the word as Sabbath or Shabbos? Who was he writing?
That he probably still did. Sabbath he still did. He probably still did Sabbath. But I mean in certain, there are certain rules of transliteration. There are, you know, we have these rules, I think, in the Encyclopedia Judaica. That's how I remember. In the Encyclopedia Judaica, they have there, from some authoritative source, a very specific set of rules for transliterations. So here, Kulam, there's a nafgamina in the transliteration of the word kulam. We don't pronounce things fully anyway today, but it would be a nafgamina in the transliteration to indicate there's a dot noting here kulam bevav im hadogish. Alright, let's go further. Ki eslach la'avoinam she'avru ba'odam begolus. I will forgive them for the sins they have committed when they were in golus. Ve'atein lohem leiv chodosh she'yedu osi, and I will grant them a new heart so that they know me. Okay, this concludes the section that we learned yesterday, and all of our added discussion. Now we go to the next section, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Again, more psukim describing what is going to happen at the time of Mashiach. These are very mystical things. Koy Amar Hashem, Naisein Shemesh Lor Yomam. I am the one who gives the sun. I assign the Shemesh to be the instrument, to be the object that provides light for day. Chukos yoreach v'chachavim l'or loyla. It is I who assigns the moon and the stars to provide light in the evening. Now, the light that they give, notice, is not their own. This week's parasha. The light that they give is not their own light. The light, the moon and the stars do not have their own light. They only reflect. They reflect the light of the sun. So what then does it mean over here?
That's according to Chazal. It's not exactly true.
What do you mean?
Kochavim have their own light.
Kochavim have their own light today?
Yeah, the sun is the star, same as all the other stars. It's just another star. Like the sun is just far away, so
only the moon.
Okay.
The moon is reflected the sun's light.
All of the stars are like that? Yeah. Every single star, they have their own source of light?
They're the same as the sun.
They're further away.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sun is the closest star.
Okay, so I take it back. So indeed, even in today's time, but when it comes to the Areach, that you can't say. The Areach is something. So therefore, you have to understand, what is this Pasuk? Is this Pasuk over here coming to allude to what Chazal tell us? That La'as Allah, we want to talk about this later today, that La'as Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the sun, the moon, its own source of light. Is that what it means? So we're describing something very mystical. Or no, the Pasuk over here is to be interpreted very literally, very simply, figuratively, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the moon provides light. It just happens to be that it's an indirect light, and we want to use this as a build-up to what Hashem Gzuntait, what it's going to say in the next Pasuk Lamed Vav. That just as there are certain rules in nature that cannot be violated, which are set, so to the new bris that I will establish with Klal Yisrael will be permanent and will never be violated. One more time. Koyim Hashem. It is I who is Noisein, Shemesh, who gives, who assigns the Shemesh to provide L'or Yomam, to provide light by day, and it is I, Hashem, who provides Chukos Yoreach V'Chachavim, the laws of the moon and the stars, their circuit around the earth and in the sky to provide light at night. Roiga hayom vayehemu galov. Now this is very interesting. Roiga, it is I who agitates. I like that word over here in the art scroll. Roiga, I agitate the sea so that it should produce waves. How do I agitate? Well, there can be winds and there can be earthquakes, tsunamis, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of the agitation of the yam, so that vayehemu galov, the waves roar. Hashem Tzivok HaShemo, really moving it backwards, Hashem Tzivok HaShemo is the one that has done all of these things. Let's now what is this Pasuk telling us? Of course we know these things, this is Ma'aseh Bereishis. So here is Pasuk Lamed Dalet, has to be understood in the context of Pasuk Lamed Hey. Im yamushu hachukim o'ilam ilafonayinu am Hashem. If, it's like a rhetorical, it's a rhetorical statement. Im yamushu hachukim o'ilam ilafonayinu am Hashem. If the laws of the sun, the moon, the stars will be violated, will depart from their normal routine, then also gam zera Yisrael yishpesu, the seed of the Jewish people will cease nihiyos goy, from being a unique nation lefanai kol hayamim, for all days leading to the end of the world. And just like, and what does the pasuk really mean to say? Just like it's impossible, it's never going to happen that the chukoi shamayim ba'aretz are going to change, so too it is impossible that Klal Yisrael will lose their status as being the Am HaNivchar. Now let's see these psukim in the Mefarshim and the Tzudos. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Noisein Shemesh, HaNoisein Shemesh Lehor B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he assigns the sun to give light every single day. He creates sets of rules for the moon and for the stars to give light at night. Now here the Radak Mitzuda is doing something which is not in his normal style. He's going to Medrash. He's drawing from Medrash. It is I, Hashem, who split the Yam Suf HaKlal Yisrael at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, not the Peshut HaShel Mikra. Something very unique for the Mitzudos. HaBokeh HaYom, Hashem says, I am Roga. Roga literally means to agitate. I take that back, not necessarily, because the Mitzudos Sion says it means Bekia. It means to split. To split. So I guess that's why the Mitzudos felt that the Peshut HaShel Mikra refers to Yitzias Mitzrayim, not what the art scroll says, and must take it from somewhere else, because if the word Roga means to split in today's day and age, there's no such thing as the sea splitting. It has to mean a one-time event that happened to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lefnei B'nei Yisrael, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, Vayemu Galav, Ratzolaymar, Im Ki Galav, Hayu Haymi Mikol Gadol, even though the waves were roaring with a very loud sound, v'hayu shayafim v'holchim, and they were roaring and going. In other words, the waves did not want to split. As Chazal tell us, the waves said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, halalu oiv the avodah zar v'halalu oiv the avodah zar. Why are the Jews any better than the Egyptians? Im kol zeh. Nevertheless, the waves followed the instructions, baku, they split, v'holchu agalim kedarkam, they did not go in their way. Likewise, now we go into Pasuk Lamed Hey. So to im yimush hachukim im chukos hashemesh ve'erech yesu milufonai lebal yohir ki im bezmanei hakavu lo. If it will happen such a thing that the chukos shemayim baritz will not do what they're supposed to do, oz gam zera Yisrael yishbosu will cease from being a chosen nation. Uritzon alaynar kemosh hachukim va'ile lo yomushu. It's impossible. It has to be interpreted in the negative. Just like it cannot be that the nature, the laws of nature will change, Kein Zera Yisrael lo yishbosu will not cease milios goy lufanai lubal lios lufanai goy ritzolaymar am miyuchud, to be a special nation kol hayom ritzolaymar kol hayom yishbosu kumo hachukim wa'ele kolaymar kumo shehem lo yamushu. Just like they do not deviate, so to Klal Yisrael will not deviate from being, will not cease from being a chosen nation. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph says la'or.
In one pasuk he uses the term chukos, and then the next pasuk he switches to chukim.
Good point. I don't know the answer. When it's Kol Hayom, I guess because when it says Kol Hayomim, Yomim is Lashon Zohar, so it says Chukim. And the previous, when it says Shvisa, which is Lashon Nekeva, so there he says it says Chukos.
Smichus,
okay.
Chukim
Shal, okay. So then it's okay. It's Smichus, okay, okay. So we don't have that problem. Okay, good. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says La'ar. Okay, Rav Michol is not here today, so we don't have our expert. V'chein tegim yonison le'anhora light. Rega hayom manidoi umartichoi v'nase k'motim k'mo oiri roga. My skin has folded. It seems that the article, when I told you what agitated, has been really drawing from Rashi. Rashi does not make any mention of the splitting of the sea of Kriyas Yamsuf, because he translates with roiga to mean agitation. Manidoi means to shake. It's to shake. It's to roar. Anger. To roar in the sea. So that's what it means. Not like the mitzvot. Yomushu kamo lo yomish means to depart. Okay, that concludes these. Let's see, Radak pasuk lamid dalid. Koyamar Hashem leisin shemesh lo aryom zohar eilach advarim shem kayamim. We mentioned the sun, the moon, the stars, which exist forever. Lo nishtanu me'asher hoyu mikedem. They did not change from the time of my liberations. Lo yishtanu, and they will not change in the future. Likewise, Cain zera Yisrael lo yishtano. May esh shuvah migolus eniyos goy oved elokim kol yimei. Called Yimei Ad, that Klal Yisrael, when they return to Eretz Yisrael, they will serve Hashem loyally forever. The Amar Birech uvekochavim chukos Ratzolaymar chukei mahalchim, the laws of nature. Shohi chochma nifla v'lo yasigen ha'adam al burya, and there is no one that can master its genius, astronomy. There is someone showed me a very interesting. The Rambam. It's kedai to see this inside. We all know that the Ravid, the Ravid's tafkid in life was to give the Rambam a run for his money. Okay, the Rambam, he learns the lashonos that the Ravid used against the Rambam are one of a kind, right. Are very poetic, very creative in really letting the Rambam have it. He always begins with Omar Avram, Aleph, Omar Avram. Okay, so the Rambam, everyone knows he wrote the famous Perush on Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, it's like a specialty. Most people don't know, can't even get through one paragraph of what the Rambam is writing in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. But the big geniuses, the big mathematical geniuses, they specialize in giving Shiurim and writing Chidushim, and just trying to understand the Pshutush Mikra from the Rambam's Perush, Rambam's Chidushim, Rambam's Yisoidos on Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ravid, when he came to write his Hasogis on the Rambam, there's only one teeny little Ravid. There's no Ravid on Kiddush HaChodesh, because the Ravid writes, I don't really know this stuff. I don't know this stuff, so it's not for me to comment. It's not for me to comment, so I'm not going to make any comments. There's no hasagas, but he does. But there's one thing I want to take issue with. The Rambam there writes that it can never happen. Loy odurosh. That's the Roshan. It can never fall out. Aleph, Dalid, Vav. Rosh careful out, and the Rambam explains that according to the calendar, I don't even know what he's referring to, but according to the calendar, there's a certain mathematical thing that can never happen. So the Ravid writes, listen, I'm not going to really comment on this whole thing because I don't know from these calculations, but this that the Rambam says, Loi Odu Rosh, his interpretation of what it means, it's subject to interpretation. What does it mean, Loi Odu Rosh? With his interpretation of Loi Odu Rosh, for sure doesn't make sense. Because he says here that the sun and the moon they can never, but he says, what sin did the moon do, and what chait did the sun commit that they should have to suffer that they can never fall out on a certain day? it's a certain thing, but he does have a very poetic expression against the Rambam. Even though when he says, I'm not going to criticize the Rambam, I do have one criticism of the Rambam. How could you say such a thing? What the sun and the moon, they never did an Avera, that you, the Rambam, have to come along and punish them and tell them that they can never fall out on a certain day of the week? How dare you, Rambam? You're coming to condemn the sun and the moon to punish them for a crime they did not commit? That's the one Hasaga. If you ever get a chance, look at the Rambam. Okay, you have to see exactly what he says. For Bereshis, this Rambam, ma chota. It's kedai to see it inside.
The writing is a Kabbalistic person, and the Rambam was a rational person.
Rational. Rambam was rational. That's for sure.
I think there's issues about Hakira about.
On what? On this Ravid?
On this
Lo Adu Rosh.
Yeah.
Mathematical calculation of Lo Adu Rosh. What is it? What exactly does it mean? We know for our purpose, according to the calendar, it's established that it can never happen. But the Rambam, I think what the Rambam is coming to take issue is that the Rambam writes Lo Adu Rosh means it's not because of the calendar; it's because of astronomical calculations. You know, even if Bezdin, I don't know what it means. You have to see what the Rambam writes, and you have to see what the Ravid writes. It's the only criticism the Ravid has on the Rambam, even though he first apologizes that he's not going to criticize the Rambam for anything in this section, because he doesn't know from it, but at least this is going to criticize. And the way he expresses is by saying, how dare you, Rambam, condemn the sun and the moon to a punishment that it does not deserve because they did not do any sins. So they don't have to be subject to your to your agenda. Okay, let's see over here again in the Radak. Radak, Pasik, Koyamar, where are we up to in the Radak? La Midal in the middle, Hashem, okay, Roga Hayam V'yemu Galov. No, four before that. Listen, L'or Yom. Zoch Eilu HaDavar Mashem Kayam. Going back to the beginning of Lamed Aleph. Kayam HaShem Nois Nashemesh L'or Yom. Zoch Eilu HaDavar Mashem Kayam. V'loi Nishtanu Mi'ashoch Yom Mikedem. V'loi Yishtanu Not in the future. Kein Zerich L'loi Yishtanu Mi'es Shuvah Mi'gol Zeh. Mi'yos Goy Oyvei Elokim Ko'ad Kol Yimei Ad Forever. V'yomar. V'yerech Chavim Chukois. Return L'amer Chukai Mahalecha Sheheim Chochmo Nifla. There is no human being that can understand the calculations of the sun and the moon and the stars. When the friend said to Eov, you think you know the ways of Hashem, why you are suffering? Do you even know the calculations of the sun and the moon? The same way you do not know those calculations, how dare you think you know Hashem's hashkacha on why bad things happen to good people? The Tom Noisin al Shemesh Fel Hukos Yoreach Kiilu Omar Vinoisin. So it says over here, good morning. With Tom, what does it mean over here?
It doesn't say Noisin by Hukos Yoreach with Ochav.
By Shemesh. The Tam Noisin al Shemesh Chukos Yoreach Kiilu Omar Vinoisin Chukos Yoreach Ochav. The word has to be repeated. You have to repeat the word as an invisible word. Alar Laila. The word chukos must be repeated when it comes to the shemesh as well, which is very unusual. Because normally when you do a repetition, it's always forward. Forward. Many times you have psuk when you have a word in the beginning of a pasuk, and it's assumed that you take that word and you apply it to the second half of the pasuk. Here we're going backwards.
No, saying from shemesh
la'ar yomam. But then
no saying chukos shemesh l'chav.
But it's different saying nos in chukos shemesh l'or yom.
No, I don't think you said that.
V'tam noisin al shemesh v'al chukos yoreach kiilu oimer v'noisin chukos v'noisin, I'm sorry. It's the word nosin, not the word chukos. Right. The word nosin has to be applied a second time. And then I have to repeat. The word noisein should be repeated twice. Roiga hayom v'yemu galov. Roiga kimoi boikea. So he's here learning like the parish of the Mitsudos, not like the parish of Rashi. It means to split. V'chein oiri roga, my skin, he translated to me, my skin is cracked. Avol hu poyel oimed, it is a verb. It's in a verb form. There it's in roga, it's in the inactive form, and here it's in the active form. Hashem split the sea for Klal Yisrael, even though it was not natural for it to be split. Hu hishkitam, Hashem silenced the sea. V'natzu mehayam kechoyma miminamu mismalam v'avul Yisrael, and they pass through. Hashem tzvaka shemau shu odun tzvakos malamala umata. Hashem is in control of the world above and below. V'akol biyodoy vav v'yemu kivav v'yerid me'asoyis v'ho'ila v'chol adayimim lo shepirashnu achar sheyered. The vav here means after. Kain peruzeh achar shahamu. Okay, so this is an important radak, a diktuk radak. What he says over here is, no sein vayemu roiga hayom vayemu galov. Hashem caused this yam to split after the vava vayemu, after they were agitated. It was even after the waves were roaring and agitated, still in all, Hashem commanded them to split for Klal Yisrael. Pasik lamed hey in the Radak, im yasu hachukim al shemesh v'yirech v'kochavim omar ashalayamush chukam. We're going back to previous pasik, in this pasik, by telling us that just like the laws of nature of the sun, the moon, and the stars will not change, loy al bikiyasyam. Okay, but this is important. This is not going back. When the pasuk here says that in the same way that they're not going to change, it's not referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, because Kriyas Yamsuf indeed was a change of teva. Kolaymar kimo shelo yamushu hachukim ho'eleh kein lo yamushu yisrael v'lo yishpesu miyoskoy lefanai. Kolaymar oivdim lefanai kol hayamim. This is exactly what Rashi says. They're going to sin continuously. Uperush milefanai shani mamida michkosehem. I'm going to establish them in their laws. V'lo zocha roiga lahamshila lahamidas yisrael v'kiyuma. We're not comparing here in this pasuk to the Kriyas Yamsuf that was said in the second half of the previous pasuk. Shaharei oisa habikia lo yamda. Because indeed, that splitting of the sea was only temporary. Elo vayoshav hayam lifnais boker le'esano. The following morning, the yam returned to its strength, to its normal way. Avol zohar oisa loymar mi shabitel choyk hoya bavur Yisrael. Who that was mevatel achok? This that Hashem was mevatel achok in the past. Hashem split the yam. That was in the honor of Klal Yisrael. Va'aser davar chadash ba'avuram. The same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu in the past has done new things on their behalf. Likewise, who yaseh zeh chidush oid, Hashem will do new things. Sheyir v'luchem leiv chadash. Hashem will create for Klal Yisrael a new heart. Liyir oisol kol hayamim. V'yivatel ba'avudam teva hayitzira shenemar olav ki yetzilev adam ra min urav v'yachah shehim shul kiyam yishol al derech ha'emes l'chukos ha'shamayim v'yihim shul ha'avostam l'medidas ha'shamayim l'mailo u'chakiras moise eretz l'matul v'adam k'moy shiyev shul zed. That's really going into the next psukim. He's really jumping in over here in this parish to what's going to the pasuk lamed zayin. Kein yevsha hefresh hakel yishol. It is impossible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to separate himself from Klal Yisrael, sheyimas oisam, for him to detest us. Okay, so this is the transition. It's interesting over here that he writes sheyimas oisam. It seems that over here he's coming to draw from what he mentioned in the name of his father. His father said, "Vanochi ba'alti bam, I detested you." That was the past. But now that I'm going to create a new covenant with Klal Yisrael, I'm going to love you, and the love is going to be a love that it's the opposite of hate, of mius. Okay, we have over here pasuk lamed zayin. Okay, we'll move just to one more pasuk very quickly. Koyem Hashem im yimadu pasuk lamed vav. Koyem Hashem im yimadu shmaim lamala v'yechokru moist eretz lamata. Just like it is impossible to measure the distance of the Shamayim milamala, it's infinite. The heavens are infinite. The Yechokru Moshe Eretz Lamata, and it's impossible to fathom the depths of the sea Lamata. I always mention this to you that today, NASA scientists, we know much more about what's going on in outer space than we know what's going on in the depths of the ocean. The depths of the ocean, we know very, very little. The deepest parts of the ocean, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, we have really no clue what's going on down there. There are very, very great mysteries. And it's not so far down. How many miles down do you have to really go to get to the very bottom? But there's just no interest. So there's not been any money spent, invested by the governments.
It's not possible to go beyond a certain depth. They're finding out pressure up to about 10,000 feet.
Okay, but I'm sure they can...
5,000 feet of water.
If they can send a man to the moon, and they can send a robot to Mars...
They can't get a boat, they can't get a submersible to go that deep without exploding under the pressure.
I'm sure they can create something.
Well, they just now cracked the next few thousand feet. They can't go. They try.
They try. Enough money, enough research, enough investment, I'm sure. Again, they can go to the... You know how much money the United States spent to send a man to the moon? It's just, I don't have the figures, but I read about this a couple of years ago. It's just mind-boggling. The amount of money, with that kind of money, what you can do for the people on this world, you can feed the whole world off of...
What we spent on the election.
It's just mind-boggling. The money is just, people have no interest. But it says over here in this passage, the same way that it is impossible to fathom the height of the heavens and the depths of the ocean, so too, gam ani emas b'chol zera Yisrael. It will be impossible for me to detest b'chol zera Yisrael al kol asher osunum Hashem, because of everything. It will be impossible for me to reject klal Yisrael al Call Asher Asu for all of the things that they have done. Let's see the Mitzvahs quickly. What this means? Pasuk Lamedzat Lamedvav Lamedvav Im Yimadu Im Yiyeh Nimdad Gavay Hashemayim Asherahu Bimal V'Im Yu Nechar B'Midas Amik Yisod Aretz Asherahu Bilamata Oz Gamani Emas. If you can possibly measure the heights of the heavens and the depths of the seas, then I will hate Klal Yisrael because Zera Yisrael Bavur Kol Apesham Hashem Kuz due to the sins that they have done. So he's learning when it says over here, Al Kol Asher also refers to their sins. So Hashem is saying, despite all of your sins, I still will never detest you. Ritzon Elomar, Kemo She'i Efshar. It's impossible, Limdoid, Goiva Hashemayim, and it's impossible, V'lachkar B'medida Oymek Yisod Aretz, Kain likewise, Lo Emos B'Yisrael Ba'avur Pisham. So when it says at the end of the pasuk Al Kol Asher Asu, it refers to their sins. Just because you have done an Avera, there is no way in the world I will come to hate you. This is a very important Yisod in Yadus. In Yadus, the belief, the starting point is Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. This stands in contrast to the Umos HaOlam. In many of the religions of the Umos HaOlam, the starting point is God hates you. Every person is condemned. Every person is a sinner. And you have to do a mitzvah in order to achieve redemption, to redeem your neshama. What is the starting point? By Klal Yisrael, you have over and over in Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. And here it says, and even with all of the sins, no matter how many sins you have done, it is impossible for me to hate you, just like it's impossible for a human being to measure the heights of heaven and the depths of the oceans. Lamed Vav and Rashi, Im Yimodu Hashemayim Kamoi Kamo Gavim, their height, Gam Ani Emas Bi Yisrael, Klamar Kashem Shehim Lo Yimodu Vlo Yichachru, Kach Yisrael Lo Yimasu B'chol Asher Akatu, they will not be detested despite all of the sins that they have committed. Radak, will quickly, Kol Asher Asu, Klamar Al Kol Avonis Asher Asu Lo Yimasem Bavur Zek, Yislach Lavonim Kamo Shem Olamala, V'al Ze'omar Koyam Hashem, and then we go to the next pasuk. Hashem im yimodu shemayim v'zochar hamedida l'shamayim l'fi shehem nituyim v'yitochein, because they are nituyom. You attempt. I'm not sure what this means. V'yitochein b'chem inyan hamedida v'zochar b'aretz most day foundation shehi tachtoina ki yisod l'binyin v'chinam b'pasuk. I have established the earth and I have spread out the heavens. Okay, so we are up to Pasuk Lamed Zayin, and we'll stop here.